Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines, and once again, the swine flu grabbing the attention of the president and the international community. On the day that the World Health Organization raises the pandemic level to a phase 5 out of a possible 6, and we'll talk about that in a moment, President Obama talking about the issue as well. He says he wants Congress to approve $1.5 billion to help fight this threat.
Yesterday, I also requested from Congress an immediate $1.5 billion in emergency funding. This funding will ensure that we have adequate supplies of vaccines and the equipment to handle a potential outbreak. It will ensure that these vaccines and equipment get to where they need to go around the country, and it will provide for sufficient planning and preparation at the state and local levels.
Obama says there are two jobs to do. He says the government's going to do everything possible to fight any outbreak if it happens, but he says it's also up to the American people to make sure they treat any flu-like symptoms like they normally would.
Now, every American should know that the federal government is prepared to do whatever is necessary to control the impact of this virus, but there are also steps that Americans can take individually. They're the same steps that you would take to prevent any other flu.
The issue is also the focus of hearings by the Senate Health and Education Committee on Wednesday. Acting Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Richard Besser says there is no evidence right now to suggest the virus has been found in swine in the U.S. or that it can be contracted by eating or handling pork. Besser says U.S. teams are on the ground working closely with health officials in Mexico, where the virus has taken its biggest toll. He stressed personal responsibility will help prevent the spread of the disease, such as frequent hand washing and using a sanitary hand gel cleanser. Also testifying at the hearing, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases, he says a vaccine for this strain of the flu virus is being worked on right now, but he also says present medications could work against the virus.
Thankfully, the currently circulating 2009 H1N1 flu virus is sensitive to the two major antiviral drugs in our strategic national stockpile, Tamiflu and Relenza.
Meanwhile, the WHO, the World Health Organization, raising its swine flu pandemic threat level to phase 5, warning that a global outbreak of the disease is imminent. Phase 5 is the second highest warning level utilized by the WHO. Dr. Margaret Chan, Director General of the organization, told a news conference in Geneva, Switzerland, the swine flu outbreak is spreading rapidly and could affect every nation in the world shortly. She stated that new diseases are poorly understood and flu viruses are unpredictable because they frequently mutate. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate has followed the lead of the House of Representatives and has given President Obama a huge victory by approving a $3.4 trillion budget plan. The 2010 fiscal year budget blueprint was approved by the House earlier today. It comes as the president marks his 100th day in office. Obama, of course, will hold a primetime news conference at the White House at 8 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. The non-binding budget outline sets parameters for spending in the next fiscal year, and we'll also be seeing easily record deficits. But that doesn't seem to be slowing the president's popularity. He enjoys wide support among Americans. According to the Gallup poll conducted in conjunction with his 100th day in office, nearly two-thirds of Americans, 65%, approve of the way Obama is doing his job. Only 29% disapprove, while the rest are undecided or have no opinion. Obama's popularity cuts across all demographics, with the sole exception of conservative Republicans. An overwhelming number of Democrats, 92%, approve of his job performance, but only 3 in 10 Republicans feel the same. As might be expected, 96% of blacks believe Obama is doing a good job. He has the support of 85% of Hispanics and 57% of whites. However, more than a third of whites, 36%, disapprove of Obama's job performance. He enjoys his highest approval rating in the eastern U.S. at 72%. Meanwhile, the president getting another shot in the arm today by the defection of Arlen Specter, the Pennsylvania senator. After nearly 30 years in the Senate as a Republican, he's now officially a Democrat. Flanked by Obama and Vice President Joe Biden today, Senator Specter says he cares passionately about many issues on the president's agenda.
But I've been deeply involved in health care reform and global warming, climate control and immigration, and will continue to be so.
Meanwhile, the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, says she's not really sure how the Republicans should react to the fact that they've lost another member in Congress, but she says the American people will be well represented by the diversity within her own party.
It shows that the country is going in a new direction, and we would hope to do that in a bipartisan way. Now we'll do it with all the diversity of thinking within our very independent thinking party.
dismal performance by the U.S. economy in the first quarter of 2009. A preliminary number shows it contracted by 6.1%. More on that later when we talk with Bill Beach of the Heritage Foundation. But the Federal Reserve also kept interest rates steady today, and that made investors happy. The Dow up 169 points to 8186. The S&P 500 up 18 to 874, while the NASDAQ was up 38 to 1712. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, why hate crimes legislation is really an assault on religious freedom in this country. We'll also speak with Bill Beach of the Heritage Foundation about the latest economic numbers. And when we come back, Dr. Larry Sabato offers his take on the president's first 100 days in office. This is Dateline Washington.